for an exclusive group? Not allowed to do it.
Finally frogs here.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
So, did you do anything interesting last week? How was your computer? I found out something really interesting about Big TV, or what really useful. You can take things that you've recorded, and one of the menu options is burn to a DVD.
Yeah.
So I took the opening of the Olympics and made a DVD of it for a couple of people at work who missed it.
Did you enhance it with a little bit more sparks too?
No. But it actually puts on its own menu system and everything automatically. And automatically encodes it so that it fits on the DVD. So I said, yeah, encoded medium quality so I can fit 4 hours on the DVD. And it just went through, did everything. Asked for a blank CD, I stuck it in, the DVD, and it just worked.
So in my spare time, I can get other DVD and watch it?
Sure, yes.
That burns it right on the box, on the Myth TV box?
Yep, I've got a burn on it, and then just putting on the plus R, and burn also, and I tried it out on the DVD player, and it worked perfectly. So,
sweet.
I was pretty impressed with that, actually.
Yeah.
I think that I knew that it's a plumbing, or plumbing, well, it's a...
Yeah, I thought it'd be really useful if you're recording like multiple like half-hour shows and wanted to make a DVD of them because it puts the home menu systems right there too, so you can select which episode you want to watch and everything. So,
very nice. So how is your answer to your computer?
Which one?
Still alive.
The one that's still alive?
Yeah.
It's dead.
Both of them are dead?
Blown caps on the video card.
So how long are you going to do graphics for stuff?
I have to do a whole school of stuff.
What happened to you? What happened to you? Pen and paper.
Lightning striker.
No, I turned it on, and after about 2 minutes...
It ran out of warranty.
Yeah, it ran out of warranty, exactly.
You just have a bad luck.
What does it do? It just reboots over and over?
Yeah, it'll go for a little while, the screen will kind of flicker, and then a few seconds later it reboots. And I looked and the capacitors are all bubbled up.
Oh, there you go.
So,
the power supply?
A little and a soldering iron, I guess.
Yes, a little handy skill.
Yeah,
I'm going to try that.
On the motherboard or the power supply?
On the video card.
Oh, so,
video
card.
And...
you can't break it. It's worse.
Yeah, exactly.
You know.
It can't get any worse. So won't help.
Practice your soldering skills on it anyway.
You
shut your machine off?
Usually I don't.
Yeah, because that's harder on a video card than anything else. Turning it on and off is more.
I'm just assuming they were crap capacitors.
Yeah.
And probably there was like a brownout or something, and it just decided to
mess. Yeah. I'm sure that it's like Chinese labor for that.
Yeah.
Some of those caps are new, only have like a 200-hour life.
Yeah, they're not great. No. I think the capacitor just kind of stopped running.
Did you feed him? Did he eat what he wanted to eat?
Huh?
Or just the rubber?
Just kind of slowed down. Oh, lights didn't dim and sped back up, and by that at the time it was too late.
Darn. I just get darn.
What do you do?
So you didn't do anything with the driver?
No, I didn't.
Did you did you at least check the station license?
Yes, I was okay. Station with graphic. Probably use that stamp. That looks like probably the best graphic on there.
Okay.
Maybe the title. Probably the title too. But it looks like there's some good stuff on that.
And then what do you think? How many books are you reading? One, two.
I don't remember.
Posters?
Posters?
No. How many flyers?
Flyers?
Yeah. One, two, three. Well, I'd like the one banner. I think we have a flyer. It's a pro black and white. So I'd like to have one which goes actually in front of the table. walking, they'll be able to see it.
Yeah, I've got access to color plotters if you need a banner on paper. Yeah.
Okay. There's a banner.
Got a couple HPs. Yeah, we can plot something like that.
We are talking about South of Freedom Day.
Oh.
We are organizing here in Oakland.
Good idea.
September 20th. At public library.
It's next Wednesday, right?
Excuse me?
Next Wednesday, right?
September.
Oh, September 20th.
Yeah.
We got a little time.
And then remember, we have 2 weeks actually for advertising in our libraries. So we should have some kind of the people can actually take with them. So maybe 2 flyers. Put it on a CD and the other one or the advertising. What is Soccer Freedom Day?
Soccer Freedom Day.
What is the difference between the proprietary software and free software? Okay. And I think that there was more material, like press releases, and we could actually sell a lot of stuff from this.
I don't see it.
Yeah.
I'll try and get on the ball and help something. I got a little visual card that I'm throwing in.
Okay.
Happens to be a cell phone.
How is your car? New to you?
It's going.
Fun to drive a stick shift.
How are you? Any better than your sister?
No, I can't. I'm learning. I've been driving stick for a week now.
How's it going?
I'm
okay-ish.
Once I get going, I'm pretty good.
So, yeah, I have to put my
stick
in the back and push to get it rolling.
So, okay, jumping gas.
More accelerator and then use the clutch. Most people don't put enough on the accelerator and then feather the clutch out.
No, I just like to have the clutch out.
She's just like,
oh no, so you don't want to do that. You don't want to let the clutch out that fast.
She understands that mentally, but it's the physical aspect.
Yeah. No, it's tough. It's tricky to learn like this.
I think it makes driving more fun because there's more to do.
I can't
drive. It's boring.
Otherwise, you would have to be smoking.
Sure.
You want to find yourself on TV, putting on makeup, taking your shirt off. Hey, I would like that.
There's a story about that, but I don't think we're going to do it.
Okay. He took his shirt off. Like, we don't need
it. Yeah, he was changing on his way to work. In his truck. Wow, driving stick. He made it.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, I do. Good. It's very loud. A very far time. Yes. I realized that the car that I'm working on, I got to work, and it worked good for like a company with a lot of computers, not the same computers, but for us, since we're working on computers all the time, and it's like and your accuracy and stuff, so that's not going to work out, so I'm still looking for replacements for a lot of working goals.
Well, that's out too.
I don't remember any of that.
Well, there's more. They call it Smart OSU, and I know that one guy was really raving about it. It's very good. Mondo Rescue, and the other one was DE Rescue. But I don't know Those are the returning customers.
Linux people took me out of business.
Oh boy, hey, stick with the Windows, you know.
Should have a couple more people on the website from Fiverr. It's still been Monday, so a couple of developers.
When we're talking about the website redesign, does Drupal, do they have the shopping cart module? No, does the Drupal?
I thought they were just talking about that.
Yeah.
Well, see, you can get the shopping cart stuff for free, but you have to pay it.
I think that's about quite common practice for you to get the pay for transaction.
Yeah, I mean, could you use Google Checkout and you might know, say you buy one at a
time? But you can put PayPal right on it, right? You'll just use PayPal.
I looked at that and so you can buy more, but you still have to shop.
Did you guys get together?
Yeah, we're already next week.
Okay.
Next one's got next week.
Okay. Yeah, that was actually their concern, why they wanted that to be designed, that they would be able to offer their business.
Yeah, they wanted to be able to sell all the CDs and stuff. Well, even CDs, there's just a ticket to be sent out these days.
Sasha read that one kid that he was in the jail.
The hard part,
he doesn't.
Did you look at a shipping calculator at all? Or do it, because it seems like shopping carts are pretty easy to do just with a PayPal, you know, PayPal button if you don't want to pay for the credit cards. But then figuring out the shipping, I haven't found any good way to do that. Like, PayPal's shipping calculator is really crude.
Unless you say, this is, just fixed shipping and just X.
Yeah, that's what I ended up doing, but it, you know, we got somebody bought some stuff from Canada, and I had to pretty much eat the difference in shipping.
Well, a lot of times they say, well, Canada is international, so we aren't going to be actually shipping international,
yeah.
So you need to go through a custom and there's more junk like that.
They want to be able to do it themselves, so it'd be better off to buy something that you want to use in there.
How about you?
I've been really busy with work, but I got a new laptop. Susie did not go well with it, so I'm trying to redo again. She didn't help us get it set up, so
okay.
I'm not just really bothered.
Okay. So Susie doesn't like you.
No, when you run your updater program, QE decides it can't display anything anymore.
Is there any problem?
Sounds like standard yes to me.
Yes to yes.
Seems right.
Well, that's not yes at all.
Yes, the text that we're trying to see. Well, I hope that you'll like it. But does the user like your new hardware?
Well, the screen controller is nice in the package.
Okay.
That is all about it. Increase the dimness.
Down go, no, mine is down go lower and up go higher.
That's what you'd expect.
Keyboards,
All he has to do is edit the X keyboard.
Have you already ring it up?
Yeah.
Where's the receipt for it?
I was thinking about doing video again, so that's my stuff. I got a fermenter.
Saturday,
I'll go shopping.
Where? It's yeast. Are you doing this by, are you getting malt extracts or the syrup?
I'll start with the malt extracts.
Is there any local supplies around here? So you have basically have to order.
Oh, not anymore. Wait a minute, there's a place to be. Coffee Grounds may have some stuff. Yeah,
some small amount.
And there was a liquor store too that had some brewing stuff too. Was it the one on Wood Street? But somebody, I never went there, but somebody told me there was a liquor store in town that had some, you know, minimal amount of brewing equipment.
Yeah, I know only about Coffee Grounds, and but they don't have a lot of stuff.
They don't. Nobody around here has any grains.
Go to Minneapolis, to the Midwest Supply. They've got anything you need, really. They're just terrific.
I go to Barron. It's
where's that?
Miles. And it is pretty good. There's a guy has to sit up more as a mailing order, but he can walk in, you know, it's like, you can actually get whatever you need. He does it.
I guess that's closer than Minneapolis.
How far is Barron?
About 60 miles.
60 miles.
And it is in the middle of nowhere. So.
I've been thinking about actually. I found
that's why they call
you can make a fermenter, not a cone fermenter, but just out of food grade plastic. All you really need to do is cut a hole for the airlock and seal it. And
other people, they do it in a. Well, you can do it in a 6 gallon plastic bucket. Mm-hmm. You know? Or a lot of people do it in a glass. They call it carboyle. It's a vessel.
Like your water bottle.
The whole
like water bottle
grade plastic is free. It's free. I can just go get a big bucket from somewhere.
Because I know, like, water.
Oh,
water.
It was?
Yeah, so those
carboys work, yeah.
Yeah, is that what those are called?
Carboys, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They have also plastic ones. They call them better bottles. So. Mm-hmm. But
bakeries are good places to get 5 and 6 gallon buckets from because they get like egg yolks and things like that in 5 gallon containers, and they're throwing more of them away than they know what to do with. So if you want to do it on a cheap, go buy a bakery and see if, you know, they'll part with a few of their buckets. They usually have
dry
them
away.
I know.
Dry away really
fast. Oh, yeah, you can do that too, sure.
I know Irvin's and Gerber's has big buckets with that with sealable lids, so better airtight. So I was going to go steal them from them.
So that's all what I was doing. Well, I tried to set up the recording. We are going to be recording, so hopefully we are recording today. because somebody's computer doesn't work. And somebody didn't buy me computer. I'm not blaming you. I'm just trying to, you know, if you would buy me computer, you would be doing your computer. Any Sturgis?
No, we didn't go this year.
Their school didn't get the computers we wanted, so I hope we give them away this fall. Hope for next year, of course.
Yep. And I've been setting up squirrel mail on a. With that new Ubuntu and a phone, when we cut the power to it, it wouldn't always come back up when you put the power back on. It's supposed to run unattended with no screen and no keyboard, so you know it's got to come back up by itself. And it wouldn't. And it turns out that you have to add this line to the. Is it? It's one of the Grub, or you know that boot menu that comes up, has a line, and I had to add the word IRQ poll at the end of the kernel line, and then it comes up just fine every time. So that was a little thing. And then Squirrel Mail seemed to be, at first it seemed like blazingly fast, and I'm going, wow, this new machine is really great. But then I sorted one of the columns, you know, with all the email in it, and it took forever. And I thought, oh man, this is hardly any better than the old machine. So then I Googled, because I've been trying to speed up Squirrel Mail for a year, probably. That's why I end up getting a new computer or not. When I put in Squirrel Mail slow sort, the first Google thing that came up was the answer to the problem. It said, there's a setup thing in Squirrel Mail where you can tell Squirrel Mail to let the mail server sort the mail. Don't do it itself, you know. So then instead of the script doing all the sorting, it just requests a sorted list from the mail server, and it's just like that. But I made that change on the old one too, and now the old one's so fast nobody can tell the difference. You know, so.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. They don't. They think it's the new machine.
So you can take that new machine home.
Yeah, and I also had to learn how to use rsync in order to rsync together the mail directories so that they were up to date. You know,
just don't reverse it.
Yeah.
It
took me a while to figure out how to go across the network with that, but it, you know, there's a lot of good examples on the web. Yeah. But it was funny because I'd learned about searching with Google, because I'd been looking for probably a year on and off for speeding up Squirrel Mail. And I thought I read everything that Google could find on it, but all you got to do is just change one search term. All of a sudden, it's a whole bunch of different... different replies.
Well, when you are searching, what you can do, so let's say you are searching on Old Player and Color, right? Never mind.
Are you sure you didn't mean Old Player?
So you have two words, and you want in your search results to return Old Player.
Right.
So what you do is you do actually double brackets.
Yeah.
Or let's say you have Old Player, and let's say Linux, and you want to see only what is in the Linux, so what you do, you would say plus Linux.
Yeah.
If you say, I don't want to see anything but is Linux, then you would say, let's say, minus Linux. Mm-hmm. So you can actually make it more specific.
One trick is to do your search, and then go through the top couple of links,
right,
and take out words that are listed in the top links that relate to your search.
So you're eliminating.
You start off with everything, and then you just eliminate the stuff that you're not looking for.
But
as long as you
find
it, it's okay.
That's the second time, though, that I've looked for something for nearly a year on and off, and then finally found it. Once I got the right search terms and found it in Google, then I can find it any time I want. But the other one was about an Ethernet card problem with Windows computers, you know, that made slow networking, and I looked all over for that.
A lot of times you can find it, too, in Google while looking for other search engines.
Yeah.
There are other search engines that do just as good a job.
And there's some pretty good ones. I go to Ask Jeeves sometimes, or...
Yahoo is actually
pretty good. Right.
I just heard of a new one. Were we talking about a search engine last week?
Cool.
Anybody try this?
It was big news, and it's done.
It's done.
They had there was something that they were displaying wrong images. And when we are here, I was searching on Ubuntu logo. And I got some interesting results. But you know what? These people, they have these panties.
I think I have my logo.
Paint is on there.
So just, don't do a Ubuntu logo. No.
That gives a new dimension to free software, doesn't it?
This is for sure for free. Okay. So that's one of the search engine and that was cool.
So right. Cool is toast, huh?
Yeah, I guess so.
It's not happening online here right now.
No, what happened to it? No, it's still good.
What's the
running?
C U I L. Use Google and search pool.
You won't find it that way, I'm sure.
I have pool.
Cool. Yeah, mine's not coming up for Saturday.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did they change their link?
This is.
Oh, my network's down. Oh, that's why. Never mind.
This was 2 weeks ago.
Why did that happen?
And this is a Jewish site.
Network connection.
Jewish
law.
Yeah,
I've been there.
So what it is? For Wisconsin, and I think this is. Yeah. So they claim that they have the best search engine, but you know, if I would be running my search engine, I would be saying I have the best one too. It's displayed different way, you know, so it's more displayed as a something.
Yeah, I like the layout.
You can't get as much information at one time, but it's
I like that there's a little more text from the page, but
yeah.
But it's almost not enough information. It'd be too long to search through.
This search actually failed, because before I was searching, I found our website, and right now I didn't. So I'm not going to use this.
Isn't that right there?
Yep.
Well, but it's a search at Technorati.
Yeah, it didn't reach it enough.
It's a search at Technorati. Okay, never mind.
Yeah. So it's toast. History.
Gone.
Okay. How are you guys?
Well, we had a very musical week this week. There's a program called KeyKit, which is a kind of a graphical way to write music, and it's mostly used. It's a keyboard way to write, produce music and algorithms to make music. It doesn't. The interest to me was it will not in Linux. Linux MIDI drivers are not good enough for it to play an internal synth, so it only worked with an external MIDI device. I'm not sure why that is, but the thing that was interesting to me is that I ran across a way to get the Unos and the 2x2 MIDI Sport, you know, the M Audio things to work. The problem with this is there's some deal where it has to load firmware, and there's no EEPROM on the device. You know, from the 2x4 up, it has a PROM that has the firmware on it. But there's a way to do that. I haven't tried it yet, but I don't want to use my other 2x2 to do it, so I bought a new Uno, and when it comes, I'll let you know whether these instructions work. The only problem building it is you got to load the Athena widgets. You know, the program uses the Athena, those WX Athena widgets, so you have to load the libraries for that. And then the other musical thing was we all probably had some naughty things that we did in our past that we hate to admit to, but there's a Windows program called Buzz. It's a modular tracker synth, and Buzz, which is a newer window clone of that. Well, there's actually, turns out, a Linux version of this tracker modular synth called Aldrin, which I thought was very clever, because why would they call it Aldrin when it's a kind of a clone of Buzz? Well, of course, maybe you children don't remember, but there's Buzz Aldrin who went to the moon. So, and it builds very easily. You got to put NumPy and the C, I think it's called, it's the Python C types that allow Python scripts to talk to or to use C code. Those are the two other extra things you have. None of those come with Ubuntu. I mean, there's things you just have to go get. But the only extra things you'd have to put in to build that are the Python C types and the what's called NumPy, which is apparently Python routines that handle some number crunching. And then it builds very easily. And other stuff you need, which is called, it's a library called Double ZUB, Live ZZUB, and that's but that comes with the source for the program with Aldrin. And it's a nice, you know, if you don't know what a modular tracker is, it's a graphical thing where you pull different devices into the window and hook them up the way you want to hook them. You can modify WAV files, and you know, it's a neat thing. It makes nice music.
What software synth are you trying to use that didn't work with that?
that first
song? Oh, any of them. I mean, you know, like QSynth, or it won't work with KeyKit. Yeah, the guy who writes it, he's the guy who programs for the AT&T lab, you know, the Bell Labs in New Jersey. He's been doing this for a long time. He's some big guy with stochastic music and all, and that's what this program is best. But I mean, he basically says, you know, this will not work with an internal synth. And I've tried quite a few and never gotten it to work. Well, he complains about the Linux MIDI drivers. He says there's something about the MIDI drivers that don't handle all the stuff that this program. And if you try to do it, you'll usually get a message that says that all the MIDI information was not sent.
There's like those SysX messages or whatever.
Yeah, it could be that. I don't know enough about the internal workings of it. I mean, I'm hoping I'll fool around with it enough to know more about that. But, you know, he just insists on having a breakout box. And the bigger ones work. You know, anything over bigger than the 2x4, the USB drivers will load, you know, the firmware and use it. But there apparently is a way where there's a way that somehow with the smaller ones like the Uno and the 2x2 that you can use this FX loader. That is on the Ubuntu list. And there's one way to do it with that. And then there's another way where you can rewrite the UDEV instructions so it'll know how to load the firmware. And I've got instructions for both ways to do that, and I'm going to try them out. I'll let you know how they work.
I use those FX load commands to load different sound bays. I have a sound card that's got a MIDI synthesizer built right on it. I use that to load different sound bays on there.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't done anything with the actual firmware. Mine doesn't have any firmware. It's just straight hardware.
Mm-hmm. Well, apparently it's the file that comes with the installation software for Windows. So what you have to do is start that installation on somebody's Windows machine, stop it, and then pull this file that you need out of the temp file that it's created, and then put that on your Linux box and use the FX loader to load it.
That would be a good job for Wine.
Wine would probably do it, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I know some drivers for. That's pretty much what the Indian wrapper does too. Pulls the firmware for the card out of the Windows driver. Sends the card.
Mm-hmm. So that's it. A little more progress on the duck house.
Is it already built?
Well, the frame is up. We've got a it's a kit for a greenhouse, and we're reinforcing the frame because we don't trust Wisconsin's snow loads on this particular kit.
Is it going to be like a duck castle?
Yeah, it's pretty elaborate. I mean, we should get t-shirts that say duck's best friend or something like that, you know, because we treat those ducks pretty good.
Wow, they must be special.
Are you doing it for the eggs then?
Well, we do like the eggs. We do like the eggs. The Indian runner ducks are better layers than many other, and we often had the neighbors lying on the floor hiding when we came over to try to give them some more eggs. So
I have to say,
throw them at their houses.
I have not to my say, style. We have a listener right now.
Oh,
and he's the guy who has a Linux basement podcast. So.
Well, I don't know how to do this IRC stuff yet. So I've never managed to practice that.
Maybe you need to take a day off on your duck.
I might have to.
And just to do that.
Yeah, I've heard you could pick up girls that way too. So I don't know. Maybe I should give it a try.
It might be very long.
Yes,
it might be very long relationship over the wire.
So what does he want? Is he saying he's asking a question, or he just wants to?
He wants to wear his ripped jeans. Linux basement.
Well, that's not, you know, throwing the eggs and this. Neither one are my style. So.
No, I see. You got a safe shot, Chad. How about you, Elliot?
I've been working on a menu for our software seating and continuing working on these workstations here. So I haven't gotten much done with the menu.
Yeah,
I have. I just picked out a good-looking CSS template, and I've been reworking it a little bit and trying to figure out how we like things. But this is the template so far.
Nice. Yeah.
Oh, it's kind of dark.
No, I think it's good. It's very readable. That's very nice.
A little bit more graphic.
So I said, a little, more art.
That's like YouTube is telling us about this website. A
little more art.
So let's say like they have actually icons with...
yeah, no, I planned on doing that with the software. This was just like a about open source type page, and then there's a link to a list of applications.
Well, if you think that something about CD, there needs to be more info, let's say one page to another page, means that you want to create two pages, so you have a home page, and then you can actually go from one page to another page. It's local. That's fine too.
Yeah, that's what I plan to do, is to go through, to do multiple pages.
And just to keep you on the tippy toes, we were sort of talking about the software we are going to do, and I broke it out into different groups, categories, and I guess probably we could go through what we think, you know, how it looks like, and we probably should go and check the licenses on all these.
Yeah, programs. That's what you were saying. I was going to double check the licenses and I don't know, try and find just a little snippet of information from each site or something about each package.
Well, in that PDF file that I was showing last week, which is on Software Freedom Day, there for a lot of these programs, there is actually a longer description that somebody already wrote.
Yeah.
In a fairly consumable way. So I'm going to say, like on the bottom, I left these guys out.
Yeah.
Said like MSN. I couldn't find a license, and then there's a pigeon, which is, I think, doing the same thing.
Yeah, I just wanted to include. Well, we can fit a lot on the software. I just wanted to include more options in case people would rather use something.
That's my option. There are games, so I found a few more games. Or let's say I opened this. There's stuff for kids. So I would say that if we can find more programs like that instead of two of the same, even though it's not completely true, because Notepad Plus and GBeam is text editor.
So yeah, and I thought that some of the stuff like Dr. Python for Java Integrated Development Environment, if somebody's going to the library and they're going to pick up a CD of open source software, I figured that somebody that's using Eclipse or Dr. Python probably wouldn't be able to find that themselves. They really wouldn't get any value from this. And the other thing was that if we have a CD full of things that people aren't going to understand, I think it's going to scare away a lot more people than it's going to draw in. We want something that people are going to understand
more
and
games.
Feel comfortable using. Yeah, more games.
Eclipse
more.
Ain't gonna fit anyone.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Okay. You just got me there. So Dr. Python is gone too. Dr. Python is gone too.
And Composer.
Maybe Putty.
Money for sure.
Yeah,
like maybe Putty the Digital Circuit Simulator.
Maybe Composer. A lot of people.
Yeah, that's a lot more common.
Use Composer just to format stuff, you know, and then do it for anything else. So these two gone?
Sure. Yeah, I would say.
Yeah.
What you got for games? Well, for kids, it's Tux Paint and. I'm not here. Okay. Game Street Fine, what is that?
Mango.
You didn't put that on,
Free Lens.
Battle for Westcon. Right now, that's the open source game.
What's it called?
Battle for Westcon.
Oh.
It's a turn-based strategy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'll find it. West, W-E-S-N-O-T-H. N-O-T-H. Never mind, I'll find
it. West. It's West.
West.
West. You guys are too picky, and I have my glasses, so I have excuse. I do have...
That's like the going.
The going.
Oh, yeah.
Or at least
the strategy. Going.
Right. Exactly.
Yay.
Cool. Shouldn't there be a web browser? I mean, that's a...
Yeah, that was on there.
Yeah, you have a web browser? Oh, okay. Okay.
Oh, you got Blender?
Yeah. All right.
So, open office, right. We have open office suite, so there's Office. Cool. I don't know what it is.
Email client, right?
Oops, I'm sorry. Then, internet, we have Logic for RSS client, Firefox for browser, Juice for podcast picture. Do we know better podcast picture? It'll do the job. I'm not too excited about it. It's like G-Fire. Yeah. It'll do the job. Miro. You know?
Miro does that.
But it is more geared towards video content. Yes. It will do it. Yes.
There was in one of my electronics magazines a little blurb on that Blender of that movie they created. I guess three year old man leaves movies down the
line. It just, if I would start my own movie,
that would take a long time.
Does take a long time.
Yes.
Yeah.
They have eight people for the beach, whatever was the name? Rabbit. What was the name of the rabbit?
Big rabbit. Big Buck Bunny.
Yeah. Big Buck Bunny. It took them 8 months, 8 people.
Eight months to do that.
What
minutes?
Minutes.
15-minute show.
Was it animated, like computer animated?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
There's a lot there.
As well as they had actually donated Render Farm.
Oh, wow.
How about something like GTK Pod, so people will really appreciate the advantages of free software so they won't have their iPod controls taking them to the online store all the time?
I don't know if GTK Pod is called the
Hmm?
I don't know if GTK Pod is...
Oh, probably not. No,
see,
yeah.
There's...
Yeah. There's an Amarok for Windows, though, isn't it?
It's not... I think they want to have it ported, but it is not. As well as
they do. There is Amarok
for Windows.
No, I thought
I saw Amarok for Windows, yeah.
But I think you have to install some other backend stuff.
So then we have
like a Sigwin.
It's an IRC and IM client.
Mm-hmm.
We have Thunderbird, and there was a XJet IRC client. And then I call it Creative. So Audacity, Blender. Do you have a better one?
No, I was going to say also be careful when you have XJet or not very good perspective.
So is Pigeon better?
Well, Pigeon I don't think is IRC.
You can do IRC.
Yeah, you can.
Just did it.
Just set it up.
A lot of people use Pigeon to IRC.
I used the
how-to
off website.
Thank you.
But those connect to AOL?
Yes.
Yeah.
Your Pigeon connects to multiple protocols. So no, FChat.
Quite a few times to load that one. Yes.
Songbird,
even though it's source.
What's Songbird?
Shall we have a Songbird?
What is that?
Yes. Songbird. That's a player, music player. Thanks, Jack. So we have Audacity, Blender, GimpPaint.net. Some people requested that. Inkscape, Zara. So if we have a paint.net, we'll take this one.
Is Zara free?
It is now.
It is.
Oh, really?
It just open sourced it recently.
Oh, really?
Should we keep you there?
It's really a good
sure.
thing.
Sure. You're right.
Paint.net, while open source, is also on other places.
That's MIT license. Yeah, people from MIT. I think it's under MIT. No commercial.
Last I saw was
so location.
Which one was that?
I don't know.
So we can complete the list. directly to the crossover application. I would like to, yes. I know. Well, I recommend it. I'll close my eyes. Inkscape, Scribus, Doug's Guitar, then there was a Rose Garden.
There's a Windows version for that?
Yes.
Okay, so. It's definitely a good tool.
Celtex, it's new, I know. It was for media pre-production software. It means you can do storybooks. You can take like what it was, writer notes, stuff like that. QCAP and Ray Tracer program is probably a duplicate of Blender.
POV
Ray Tracer? No, it's a
POV Ray's
Ray Tracer built in.
Yeah.
Does it have operating?
POV Ray is not very, you know, non-experienced user-friendly. I mean, you have to be pretty sophisticated to script it. It's great. It really is. But you've got to know how to write the code. Yeah. Although there are some front ends. You know, GUI design things. Well, I can't think of the name of any of them right offhand, but there's several front ends. I mean, that certainly would not be something.
It's like that other stuff that was... If you knew about that and were using it, you wouldn't be going.
A standard Windows user is just going to go right to Blender and start making models in Blender and rendering using Blender. It's got all the GUI right there for you.
I'm pretty sure Blender probably uses POV, right?
You can have to use that. Yeah. There's also a Radiosity.
Yeah, Radiosity.
I don't know what the names are.
Hey, we have feedback up there. So what else we are supposed to do? Free cell?
Free call.
What is free call?
It's a clone of Civilization.
So that's a game?
Yes.
Should we put it there?
Those games will never fit on a CD.
Well, Sudoku, I mean, is another basic, you know, Windows kind of game. I mean, almost all those games are available.
Yep.
You
know,
game.
Yep.
I don't know what Westnap might not fit, but Recall, if you said, is a small install file.
Is it small? I thought the media was pretty big. I could be wrong.
What does it do?
I know Flight Gear.
It's like Civilization. There's Civilization form.
Simulator Sim City or
somewhat like Sim City, more of like when you create your society and you
go around. And he's saying that size matters.
Let's move on. Good call.
Okay, so we have QCAD, we have PLC, Songbird, thanks. Utility, the backup, I cannot say that.
But Adam,
Adam is trying that and he really likes it. He's saying it's very similar, like as simple backup, but it is cross-platform, and you can go. What it does, it creates like repositories, and from any operating system, you can go to any repository and you can retrieve the file from up there. And you can do full backup, incremental backup, or you can merge your incremental backups. So he was quite excited about it. 7-Zip, I didn't know it was Z-Zip, but I know that I use 7-Zip. Handbrake, Azurius, what is this? Woozy. What is Woozy?
Probably just views, I guess.
File sharing?
I was there, so do we know what it is?
No.
I think it was a I think I found that on that website.
Yeah, don't use it for legal purposes. What is it? Do we know KeePass?
Yeah, KeePass just keeps your passwords, and you just log into it once. It's like any of those robocode pass keys or any of those kind of things. It's a useful utility. Okay.
Turbo cache?
Yeah, and there's also NuCache, and there's a Windows version of NuCache now.
Mm-hmm. And you
Okay. We have two for states. One was Solaria, and the other one was, I cannot say that.
Celestia.
Celestia. I think it's open source license, but I really couldn't find a license there. Here's your register. See, if your register blows up, you can open this program and you can say, oh, what colors do I have? Resistor? Yeah, oh, resistor.
Resistors generally don't blow up.
No, they just, they melt. They melt.
Yeah, they melt a little while. Shorts up an hour.
Yeah, yeah. They can melt.
There was one I thought on the list. I thought it was something called like
K3B. Yeah, that's. But I don't think there's a Windows version of it.
I'm not aware of. So let's look for some CD burning if you know that.
VLC will play.
VLC will play. How many people are using resistor one? I thought it was cool.
It's pretty anyway.
You know, nerdy. No, geek, pretty nerdy. Yes, yeah, nerdy
two together.
Well, you have this digital circuit simulator, so who is going to be using this? We'll probably use that.
Yeah.
And then
the resistor one is pretty simple.
It is simple.
You know, simulating a circuit is, you know, slightly more complex.
Let me tell you,
red equals two.
Sounds like
your first high school program you're growing up.
Let me tell you, when I was growing up, that was about 2 years ago. I was actually doing some electronics, and I bought me a resistor. And then it was pain on the butt to find out what was the value of the resistor. There's those stripes, and I didn't have this program.
You just take the first two colors, transfer the numbers, and you take the third color, multiply it by that many zeros, and you're done.
I would really love this program.
The next one is always gold, unless you got an expensive one.
Silver over.
Yeah,
that's your tolerance value.
Tolerance, 5% or 10%.
I don't understand how gold is worse than silver in tolerance.
Gold is harder to see on the ground casing.
That's good. And if somebody wants to learn Spanish, you have that, and I cannot pronounce it.
Does that one talk through your speakers? Or?
No idea. No. Just let me know. all that I know from Spanish is quesadilla and taco.
Learn. How about una más?
Suervo.
Cerveza.
Cerveza.
Yeah, all native Spanish speakers.
You should learn cerveza.
That's yeah. Cerveza. Una más. One more.
Beer.
Cerveza is beer. And you never ask for one more beer. You just say one more. Una más.
We have another category is web development and programming. So there's Composer, Node.js, GBIP, and with SCP. And I guess if somebody is going to be, jabbing in the web development programming.
What does secure copies mean? What does WinSCP do? What does secure copies mean?
Like a security
Windows. Version of the SCP command, so copying over SSH.
It is very graphical.
Okay.
It pretty much makes it a window, an Explorer window that you can just drag and drop through SSH.
In the background, it's using Pyre.
Yeah.
So wouldn't secure file management say more of what it does in terms of describing it?
You have on Windows, and you have a Linux server. And the only way to get to it is, SSH. You would use this guy to get to your files.
It's just like going into Nautilus and typing in SSH.
Yeah, yeah, no, I get it, but I just don't think secure copies tells you what it does. I mean, you should say secure file manager or something like that, you know.
You guys are just picky.
all comprehension is kind of important.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to try to get these people to see what this does, I mean, I just think file manager to a Windows person says a lot more about what it does.
What if we don't have a good description, we probably should go on the website and find out.
Sure.
Probably want to edit all of the descriptions, possibly.
Does anybody hear me how to use the Midnight Commander to go across the network, you know, for a file? You know, like, because you can run that.
Well, no, that it can.
Yeah, it can, but according to their help, it can, but that's as far as I could get with it. It's possible.
It says here that the current Windows EXE for Firefox is not running on Windows XP. Only runs on 98.5.
This is what we are supposed to say. What year? More
roots. Yes, please.
Or the survey support for the Lord.
How come we're in the Lord's basement chat room?
Okay. Nobody said por favor in the Spanish parts that I hung around in, that's for sure.
Whatever it says. And gcompress. I use in my case gcompress. It's pretty good. Yes. And for the games, we have Quillimine, New Blues, Density,
just sign it out.
Fight Gear, Dax Racer, Battle for whatever it is, and three whatever it is.
We could add thousands on.
I can add thousands on. Well, only if you check your email.
He needs a video card to do that.
I need a computer.
Send me an audio file. I can't see anything. I don't have a video card. Send me an audio file.
You will be able to download it.
You could use this like brand new invention. It sends audio. I can call the phone.
I don't have your phone number.
Do you want to share with us?
No, that's okay.
What is a snow covered mountain?
Oh no, the world just pasted something there.
Don't ask, right? So, what do you guys think?
Sure.
What are you doing for this game?
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Software Freedom Day is, anybody want to know? I'll tell you what it is. Here it is. Software Freedom Day is an annual event whose goal is to make people aware of free software that is an alternative to proprietary software and encourage people to use it. Software Freedom Day is a celebration of free and open source software. Our goal is to, educate the public about benefits of using high quality cost of free software in education, government, and personal use. I tried to contact Channel 13, but I didn't get any response back. Do you know anybody who needs their program?
Don't look for the editor.
Okay, well, you just volunteer.
Okay. All right.
Yes, we need to have more publicity.
They have a pretty good web page, too. As far as newspapers go, I think that's one of the best newspaper web pages that I've seen.
Yeah.
It's fast and it's mostly information, not a lot of crap. Very good.
So if we can, I asked the guy who did Score Analytics here for me, and I asked if he would be interested to do a story, but I have not heard anything back. I think I mailed him Tuesday or Wednesday.
So are you going to set up in the library, or are you set up this showing people how to do this stuff?
This is what will happen. I contacted the library, and they agreed to do this. We, as a people, we cannot be in a library, but what they will do, the 2 weeks prior to the event, they are going to dedicate a table to the information. And then on a Software Freedom Day, we will be actually outside of the library. And we will have flyers and handouts, and we are planning to have 100 CDs printed and 20
Have you talked to that guy at all? Do you think he'd work with us? Because it's
Did you?
Are you going to talk to the guy?
Yeah. No, I didn't. Thank you. Are you? Okay. Maybe you promised it last year, didn't you?
I didn't promise anything except for that file. You got the file.
Yes. It's, I know that you were really dumb, you know, for your computer.
Right.
He's trying to annoy us enough that we'll all chip in and buy him a new video card or something.
Oh, how do you like that? Do you? Yeah, that's really a nice form factor.
Well, same as yours.
Well, this is, you know, if this had been available at the time, I like these better, because you got function keys for one thing. Well, you really miss them if you don't have them.
Last week, Brian had a penny.
Yeah, the keyboard is a little awesome. Oh, that's a nice keyboard. Very nice. How's the battery life? Oh, yeah. Very nice. And wireless, I imagine.
Yeah, wireless.
Oh, yeah. Cool. I thought there'd be a lot more of that size of computers out by now, you know, like for back to school kind of things, but there's still $500-$600 laptops.
Yeah. We even have Harold listening. See? Would it be amazing? It's amazing. But nobody's actually checking the IRC channel. And I can't be reading and checking it and chatting.
They had her connect button.
Oh, even Todd is there.
Yeah,
look at that.
There we go.
Click that.
Go there.
Clicky.
Yeah.
Oh,
list of open source games.
Oh, that would be cool.
Just click.
Click on it.
It will not work.
Sure, it will.
It highlighted. All you got to do is click on it.
Just make it easy. You know? These young people are just overexcited.
Holy cow.
Jesus, wow.
Look at that. Wow.
That Wikipedia, that's good. It's got everything.
Yeah.
No, that's pretty good. Super Talks. Wow. We had an article about that.
Yeah.
And that Tremulous is actually really good.
Oh, yeah.
Tremulous? I actually thought Tremulous was something great.
No, it is. Yes. If you actually get into it, it's, you know, team-based strategy.
That looks cool.
It's a lot better than like running around randomly shooting at people. And then
is it? I don't know.
Have you tried it?
I don't get bored. I'm not going to tell you try it. Well, like, I don't know. Quake. I got bored with Quake, but Counter-Strike.
So what I like team based, I guess.
Well, yeah, Counter-Strike.
Which one?
Go back to your IRC.
IRC.
Why
don't
we show the EC
Live? I don't know. Somebody logged in there as an EC Live to go
there. Oh, that must have been that setting that I thought was the name of the.
I'll tell you who.
I thought it was.
I'll tell you who is
it. No, it says the right name here.
User info. Who is? It's the purple is from. No, purple is from. That means it's Pigeon. And then here's actually your address.
Right, but on her PC it's the correct name. Like it's the correct link name here.
I think you can sit it down. And if you have the same IP address that I have, it means that we are coming from the same world.
And that's what it's
my real name.
When you first add the IRC to Pigeon, you have to send a name.
But I think you can change it.
I just added it now and I'm sitting here. So, my name. But it says the right one here. Yeah.
You can't have two people the same name, right?
No, you cannot have. Close checks.
Unless it's confused because they're both coming from the same computer.
I doubt that.
Yeah, maybe that number got
in.
Yes, you could not, in a server, you could not.
I don't know.
Oh, well.
That's what the.
Try logging out of my
Did you try turning it off now again?
Log in, log out, reboot, control delete, and then log back in.
Control alt backspace.
Reset.
restart. Retest. What is retest?
Testing again. It's like a test, but
test two. No, I did test.
Test
one.
Test zero.
Test zero.
Test zero.
Test and then test zero, but it's already done test. This is the first.
Second test.
That would be her main voice.
Yeah.
Okay, that works. That's 2.0.
There it worked.
There you go.
Piece of sex.
Yeah.
Play the sex.
So, what are our other things here?
Super Tux card. I actually did some coding.
So
I played it. It's 3D.
These two?
Yeah. Do the lower one.
Just the lower one?
Tux card.
Tux is good too.
Both of them?
Just
get a view of the game and then maybe a link to that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Has anybody checked what is that, Stendhal? MMO? Stendhal?
Yeah.
Did it look cool?
The only issue is
I have found a dedicated Linux distribution that was an entire CA just filled with games and it's bootable. And just
a number of them, one of them is starting up now is playing
into. Oh, yeah. That'll popularize it. Like Game Bundle or something like that. It's like a distribution. It's got games on it. It goes right on. Yeah, it's
got
like
a loot or something.
Ah, sure. But we don't have saxophone here, so don't get excited. Okay. So are we done? Our 2 minutes of fame?
Yes.
Which ran to 2 hours?
Yes.
Yeah, it always ends up like that.
We didn't start for an hour until 20 hours.
Yeah. Cool. So should we go on Mixler?
Sure.
The email where I sent last week was full feature with all links attached. I don't know actually what happened. It was sent as a text message, but actually, you know, that's what happened, but I don't know about that.
You know, when Thunderbird asks you if you want to send it in simple HTML or simple text or HTML, who doesn't want, why do they have that option?
Some people don't want to receive HTML email.
Yeah.
Some people think it shouldn't even be used on the web because it hogs bandwidth.
Well, and it's a good way to put redirects and things like that in there that can take
it.
Even
the editors won't even show HTML.
Right.
Okay.
So if you're just typing text, you would just send it in text mode.
Most likely. That's probably a lot of Spanish and English
email. Right.
Yeah, so there's a lot more dirty things you can do with HTML.
You can still have a link in an email, or does that HTML?
That's HTML. No, in a plain text email, it wouldn't be a hot link anyway. I mean, you could put the URL there.
Means that you don't say click here, but you say click and water freeze the link while you're going to say click.
Yeah, you don't have to click a building. Yes, unless the mail reader detects the link for you and figures out this is a link because it starts with HTTP. Then inserts it, and then it says, okay, maybe click it. But if your client doesn't do it, then plain text doesn't have it.
All right. Well, last week there was Linux World, I think, in San Francisco. And maybe we were talking about this, but there was big announcements. IBM was saying that they partnered with Ubuntu, Novell, and Red Hat to deliver this nice marketing strategy.
So when
Microsoft brings this stuff worldwide. And it's a very ambitious project. They were saying that this is marking 10th anniversary when IBM started this Linux. So they were saying that this is a step. And I think that they don't have thinking about Microsoft free desktop, but not for me and you, but the entire cluster. I think that's what is the caveat. But you don't have to care about and there was a lot of articles about that, as well as then a few days down the road, there was a lot of commentary if how hard it's going to be and what it means. From this desktop point of view, I think it's a good thing because it will be the desktop is going to be more polished. We all be like the more polished desktop. You know? Because, well, how is your graphics card? Then you don't care about polishing. Never mind.
I wasn't listening to the camera.
Okay, good, good. And I've been using both the VMware Joy Linux Foundation. I think they are a gold member. Gold member is $1 million a year in membership fees. Mozilla reveals the Firefox of the future. Last week we were talking about it. As well as there was something we called Mozilla Snow. And I think it's a messaging protocol. Is it a messaging application? Not you? I wasn't too sure about it either. I thought it was a protocol, but it was a messaging protocol. Program? I see how many people read that as well. I think I need to cut it down again. This one? The first one? Last week we had a little demonstration about whatever it was. They were talking about desktop, how you are going to have a desktop, and it's not going to be one application, and you'll be able to move and very hard to conceptualize. I'm not going to actually watch, I guess.
Yeah, I've never seen any of those that really look like they were.
More RAM, yes. More RAM. So, oh, it looks like you can maybe circle on some applications and say, oh, I want to bring them forward. So then they'll definitely brought forward. Something like this, I think Microsoft had for grouping things.
Yeah, you can do that. Right?
Yeah, that's also. So I know it's
not as pretty as that.
Intel is going to have their own discrete graphics card. So if you wait long enough, you can buy it.
Yeah, we'll wait.
If you have stock in NVIDIA, you might want to sell it. Seriously. They won't be in business 2 years from now. They can't afford to. Nobody can afford to you know, compete head to head with Intel, really.
Because Intel has big tables, better pictures.
No. There'll be a niche. NVIDIA made some mistakes on their last chipsets, and they've been having a really high failure rate. Yeah. So I think that's the end for them.
And now there's a lot of them starting out to almost an entire
8,000-9,000 series. Yeah. I'd be surprised if they were in business a year from now.
Well, they should be. They should open that before they go out of business.
There's no question that NVIDIA can still turn on and make good hardware. But
That article there was about this program which you can usually is Wi-Fi software that arrives from the desktop. I think what it is that you can get a look at whatever is going on in a network. So it looks pretty. I'm not sure what it is. How about that? So that's why I'm waiting for more educated and smarter people.
That also.
Well, that would be you guys. I don't see how this is any different than like WRT. I mean, WRT has all the same information too.
Yeah, but that's also has to be programmed in the browser.
Because this is really
application rather than just running Linux. So
yeah, but I thought this was like application I would be running here.
WRT even get the same software for desktop.
Does this monitor, will this work for any chipset, or is that specific?
Hey, this is a little off topic, but does anybody know if there's any video drivers for old Windows 98 machines to use the wide aspect screens?
Doubtful.
Doubtful, huh?
I don't think they had wide aspect
screens. They didn't? No. No, I just... Yeah. Yeah, I know. I just got a monitor for somebody's machine at work, and I run a Win 98, and all the circles come out like, you know, flat ellipses.
It's all in front of it.
Yeah.
Well, you could fix that by just adjusting the monitor to true that up. You won't use
can
the full screen. Yeah.
The monitor just have to shrink the width.
Yeah, shrink the width till it looks round. But, I mean, it kind of, you know, it doesn't use the monitor.
Yeah, it defeats the purpose, I guess.
Right. But I mean, it would look a little more sane.
Yeah.
Whoever bought a widescreen display for a Windows 98 machine in front.
Well, we got a deal. We had to buy a new computer, and Dell had this deal where you could get a flat screen for real cheap. So we said, well, what the heck? We'll put it on a different machine, probably. Yeah.
In the applications this week, we have quite a few interesting applications. Here's the backup software. I cannot say it, but it is Arika, Angular.
Couldn't do any better. That's about what I'd come up with. Yeah.
The box is interesting. It's a service, but they're supposed to have a client, and it's supposed to be Web 2.0, your multimedia management. And it does have a Linux client, so there's Mac client, there's Linux client, there's a Windows client as well. But they are going to have a Windows client there too. It's an alpha release, so if you sign up for it, it's on invite basis. And what it's doing is that it is managing your files, or let's say you can see what your friends are watching. And if your friends are watching something you don't have on your drive, it goes on the web and tries to find appropriate content for whatever they are watching. And it finds only legal material. So if you are watching a movie and the whole movie is on the web is illegal, it will try to find a trailer. So it was a very interesting concept.
I don't know if I want my friends.
Friends, right.
Yeah, in LA. Yeah, but it was Jack in LA.
Big brother sitting up there over there. Mm-hmm.
Well, it reminded me a little bit like someone goes Elijah. So probably you could manage it your older files. It is not DVR, but it's from the
I have their TVs. Yeah, their TV actually comes in the front and back end.
It was interesting. There was some doc, so not just the AWP, but some different docs. And then we have a fog. I guess fog didn't plan out.
Oh, that worked, great.
You guys had to there was a G thumb. I installed G thumb. Our game's G thumb. G thumb is pretty much just a browser of their images. So,
manual coconut?
It reads all the wrong yes, but it is much, much simpler. It's simpler.
That's good, because that Picasso is kind of too much, wasn't it?
So you can go and see and test for 1 to 1/5.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, there's a trouble. How about that? It's for me.
Yeah, can't you buy the kid a screwdriver for me?
He's going to get a screwdriver.
He's going to grow up warped.
Starting.
Yeah, he's on to something.
Absolutely. He is a worker.
Yeah, there's what happens.
Yeah, he's hauling trucks.
He built that? That's pretty good.
Yeah, that was a 2-year project. It took us 2 years to build it. And right now they go to neighbor's box. So, how about this one? So, it's just a manager. It's a very simple manager. I think that it can read raw files. So if you have raw files slammed down from there, you can actually see that. Notepad plus plus is Windows only application. It's a fixer. Yes. I don't know if we can tie a compiler to this one. It was a fairly cool feature. This website is an interesting website. Got DRM free music or audio files. So anything what is in public domain. People read, and then you can, for a minimal amount, you can actually purchase. And after 5 years from publishing, it becomes Creative Commons. So if you wait 5 years, then you can see it. So
this is like for online books?
Yes. James Spencer. I'm listening to podcast right now about the homebrewing, and he has a very good podcast, but he did two verses. So let's say his Christmas Carol, and then it'll tell you that it's going to be posted on December 2005, and when it becomes if I click on it, it'll tell me when it becomes to be Creative Commons. There is, 2010. And if you want to listen to it, it's like $5 or $6. And it is,
so is there a lot of stuff on here that's free now because it's over the date?
I think so. Well, some.
That's also
yes, right. So there are two things.
100,000 people?
And this guy is actually a jail to four. So this one is what's like 2 hours and
47
minutes. And he is working for NPR. And he has the audio voice.
Mm-hmm.
So. And he's doing a pretty good job. No more than
three. So you're just paying this guy to listen to him read Charles Dickens.
You can download it.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's a DRM free, so yes.
It's a disappear right there.
Yes. And it's a Christmas Carol. So Charles Dickens, Christmas Carol. If you want somebody to read it to you, it
costs you $5.
Costs you $5.
It's cheaper to go to like 4 years of that, I'm sure.
Yes. Well, you can wait 2 more years. Yeah. So, there is a free content there too.
The free stuff there.
There is stuff that's posted as of right now, and it's free. But I don't know how long is that. So it's like, this one's free. You should just download all free stuff. This one's going to be your own library. And pay for $5.
You can charge $250
$100. Free or $250. So it was an interesting site. And I got to it from James Spencer. Record your desktop tools. It was an interesting article because record your desktop wasn't included in there. So you have the Zip Istanbul and Wink. I never heard about Wink, but I heard about Istanbul. So what else is there? Ubuntu. This is an article that what kind of commercial applications are going to be the big, well, they are commercial applications. They are free software applications, but they most likely have a support what you will pay for it. So there's Alfresco. Alfresco is a content manager system. There is Lotus Symphony. You can get it for free. Zimbra, it's your collaboration suite. Unison, I think Unison is backup solution. This is actually what they are going to have in the repository. Dell ships 5 already parent systems. So they are shipping 5. They added these to Studio 13 and XPS and 5030. These are the regular ones we're looking for. This one is 15 inch, and this one is 13 or 12.9 or whatever it is. And this is a desktop. You see that people are probably buying more laptops than desktops. It's like they have a bigger selection of the laptops.
Do they still have that deal where it actually costs more to buy a Linux computer than it did to buy a pretty close to equivalent Windows one for a while?
I don't know.
For a while, it was like $50 more.
Yeah, some people are watching closely, but I have not heard any uproar recently.
Yeah.
I know that with these ultra portable, they did, let's say, Windows is going to cost you less, but it has a lesser hardware than Linux.
Well, with this model, they did. Cost the same price, but the Linux
came
with
better
solid
hardware.
State, the Linux
came with
better hardware. Oh, okay.
So
that's all they
can do. Yeah. And we have a few more how-to. Easy develop and deploy web application from Subversion. That's like everybody's going to do at home. Yes. And it is true, you know, if you are developing web applications, you probably, even though when you are just running, website, you probably should stick it to a Subversion and be able to do it.
That's so easy.
Is it really easy? I've never tried it, but it's probably a good idea, huh?
Just sync, done, okay.
Really?
So, it's actually a pretty good article. I run a website, I don't do that. Not that I would want to. Tips and tricks. It's about dependencies on Red Hat. I do not run Red Hat, but it was if somebody heard about RPM Pal, so there is up to date, and then you are just specifying what from software and what modules that you find. I don't know exactly how up to date it works. Do you have any experience?
I don't use up to date.
Okay.
Actually, Fedora doesn't use up to date anymore. It uses Yum.
Yeah. And Yum is resolving these dependencies.
Yeah. guess I'll scrap this one.
Well, if you're using Enterprise Red Hat.
Yes. And that's what it was. That was an exception. Remove Mono from Ubuntu Hardy. If somebody's talking about Mono, there's your how-to. Use SSH local and remote port forwarding, so how you port forward your SSH. Network time protocol. The thing what the book, this article was that you set up yourself one server with an FTP and then you point your
client. So instead of having all your PC, it's six servers.
And write Unicode characters with a compose key. That's actually cap lock key. So you can select it that it's going to be another key, compose key, and then you can do your special characters.
Huh.
Voila.
Interesting.
And that's probably, is that GNOME?
It's like
it. This is in KDE, this is in GNOME, so it's for both of them. So, see, there you have it.
And what do you do then?
So you hold?
You hold the cap.
Hold the cap, and then... You need to select that, you need to map that key first.
Wow, what is the default?
The default is the cap lock.
That's on your
web. Preferences. Preferences.
Let's go with it.
I don't think so. So we go to.
I didn't want to go to the website.
And preferences and.
Or.
And then.
Layouts.
Layouts.
Second cap.
Layout options.
I think, right.
Layouts, layout options.
Right.
In layout?
Yep. Compose key position.
There it is. Fourth one now.
Yeah.
And then you can do
have a lot of this control problem.
I cannot close it, then I will not remember it. So there you have it. Try it at home.
Then you just have to know that list that it gives you, right?
Yes. So if you are using something, most likely you will remember it.
Look at the degree sign
or dollar sign. Oh, I think they were saying the dollar sign is not a special character.
Well, there it makes a degree. Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, copyright, reserve, trademark, degree. Yeah, I think they're saying the dollar sign is not a special character.
I mean, it's pretty right in the looks. How hard is it to type the period three times?
Double.
I think that's a different character, actually.
Is it? Yes, really? Is actually, you probably put them closer together.
The
kerning is probably different.
It screws it up, and it's like you have to undo every time.
Kerning is different, I guess. Yeah.
Same thing with two dashes. It's supposed to, or in like Word, it combines them into a
single longer one.
Yeah. Right. Right. I thought there was something else. So that would be about it for me for having a newsletter for today.
The last one?
That was the last one. So I don't have any more knowledge.
No.
Those are all the factual things that I'm talking about. Cool. So, shall we end the recording? So, thanks for listening, and see you next week.
Thank you for listening to Hack Republic Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.